Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, Ms. Najma 53. And I have a question to ask you before I spit this new piece. And the question I'd like you to keep in your head is, if everyone forgot your talent 5 minutes after seeing you do it, would you still do it? Fame. I've seen people slit their wrists with it, seeping pus of derailed expectation. You're nothing like who I thought you were. Deceived by your own shadow, the light that chased your back but could never catch you. You are lovely bones, charcoaled in soot, trying to scratch your way to white enamel. You are shallow, hard like enamel. Your footsteps echo. Imprints of hollowed carcass, dead man walking on tightrope, spectators gasping at your circus. You savage, you Jeffrey Dahmer compliments you, compliment to hear compliments. Entertain only those who comply. Silver makeup man still till the money hits the bucket, then he is moved. Display your emotion for a price. Your soul has a price tag, which means your soul has been toe tagged. I can see your breath as you speak. 32 degrees below, your conscience has begun to crystallize. I breathe on your chest and draw a heart where yours should be. I start jumping on this stage if I can make it beat again. You're suspended, caught in your own celestial celebrity. Will all stars burn out when artificially lit? Besides, no one's ever made it through a tunnel using only a nightlight. And every time you hear the thunder of applause, you run straight into a wall starstruck. I beg you to remember that moment when you said, I'd never let it change me, never let it go to my head. It's high tide, it's gone way past your head. I'm at awe at the fact that you still think you're breathing. Submerged, yet you think you're basking in sun. Can you save yourself from drowning just by thinking you're a fish? Will even bigger fish have been caught? You're addicted, hook junkie, window display, living for the attention to be seen by men, to be loved by men. You've been cursed by men, so curse the gift if it corrupts you. Have you forgotten the sender? Your own conceit will have it returned back to sender, you ungrateful recipient. Bow down and pray for your heart back. Beg until you feel a pulse and a temperature. Remove yourself from this spiritual famine. Be grateful to know that you will not live forever. To know that your name is not infallible. To know that you have not been consumed by the fame. Shukran, my name is Najma 53. You can check me out at NAJMAH53 on Facebook, and you can also email me at NAJMAH53isspeaking@gmail.com. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
Peace and blessings. Welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes, our open mic session. So that's pretty much self-explanatory. Everything is open mic tonight. And the clip that you just heard was actually, like she said, Najma 53. Our last show, I promised that I would play that clip for you guys because I had to cut it short. So tonight is open mic, and I'm looking for you guys to get on the mic and, you know, just reach out and inspire others with your words. So if you're looking to get on the mic tonight, press 1. So that I can get you on the air. If not, you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/shesoul. I would like if you guys could leave the phone lines open for those people that are looking to get on the open mic. All right, so I put a lot of messages up on my page that, you know, we were going to start on time at 11 on the dot because this is a 30-minute show, and I have cut my shows back a bit from the whole hour just because it was a financial issue. So we only have a 30-minute show, so I do hope that if you have cold feet that you get over it very quickly because the 30 minutes does go by very fast. Okay, all right, so if you want to get on the open mic, press 1, and I'm looking to see if anyone's looking to get on the open mic. Again, if you want to get on the open mic, press 1. Okay. All right, I'm seeing a lot of people on my phone lines, but I'm not seeing people pressing one. And I don't want to hang up on you guys, but we need to leave it open for people that are actually trying to get on the open mic. So if you're not going to do the open mic, please listen online, again, at www.blogtalkradio.com/shesoul, and that's one word, S-H-E-S-O-U-L. All right, so I'm going to say it again. If you want to get on the mic, press 1. In the meantime, you know, I haven't written anything in a while, and the last show that I had was very inspirational. So I wrote a poem recently that I'm going to share with you guys. My intention wasn't to share it, but I guess I need to jump on the open mic so we can kind of get it moving here. So you guys give me one moment while I pull this up. I have to go into my email real fast. Okay. Again, if you want to get on open mic, press 1 because I'm seeing new numbers come up. Press 1 to get on open mic and I'll get you right on the air. Let's get this started, guys. I know that you guys have a lot of things to share. Don't be afraid. No one's judging you. You don't have to say your name. They don't have to know who you are. If you want to share something, just share it and keep it moving. The people can't see you, so, you know, it really should make it a little bit easier for you. All right, let me hurry up and get this poem up. Again, I wasn't prepared to actually recite, but I'm going to go ahead. I don't want to just sit here and listen to myself talk, and I know you guys don't want to hear me talk either. So I'm going to pull this poem up. So the title of the poem is A Time to Reflect, and it was inspired by the recent execution of a loved brother, Anwar al-Awlaki, and also by the execution of Troy Davis. And I felt like I needed to say something, like it was heavy on my heart. So I definitely needed to read it. So here we go. We're going to get into that poem. Again, if you want to get an open mic, press 1, and I'll just get you right on. So this is the first open mic show we've had since, I think since before Ramadan, which I think was in, August or September, so. It takes a while for the open mic to pick back up, but inshallah, once we do the next show, we'll have more callers that will be willing to get on and share their poem. So hopefully once I do a poem, everybody will kind of want to get in and get it started. So, all right. I know you hear me saying I'm coming, but this is taking a while. Here we go. We are far from lackluster because we shine brighter than any star. And the legacy of our ancestors gives us the duty to excel far beyond our imagination. They didn't become free while being stagnant. And so we must carry the strength of Harriet, the mind of Malcolm, the eloquence of Martin, carry out the plans of Marcus. We must be the mirror image of what the government was afraid of. We must be phenomenal. We must be brave. We must be heard. And we must not stand down. I said, we must not stand down. We come from African warriors. Cowardice has no place amongst us. We dance on the walls of adversity. We are survivors, but we can't survive if we continue to live blind, live deaf, as if injustices aren't happening before our faces, as if injustice isn't determined by races. Rest in peace, Troy Davis. Rest in peace, Amadou Diallo. Rest in peace, Oscar Grant, and the countless others that were killed in cold blood. Where is their justice? It may not affect you directly, but we are one blood. How soon before you become a target? How soon before they decide you criminal, you terrorist, you traitor? May Allah forgive the sins of Brother Al-Awlaki and grant him Jennifer Firdo. How long before you awake, U.S. citizen? Where is your constitution? Katrina victims, where was your government? Where is the change? Different color president actions still the same. Don't get caught up in facades. Free thinkers, pass the knowledge. We must begin to train our minds to process information without coercion, without corruption. Watch your TV consumption. It is a tool designed to misguide you, keep you misinformed. We have been zombies for way too long. Who taught you this language of lazy, this language of greed, this language of ignorance, this language of indecency? Brother, pull your pants up. Stop allowing your appearance to dictate your status. Embrace your royalty. You are regal. Let your presence be felt. Let your words be heard. Sister, guard your modesty. Make the world look past your shapely exterior and deep into the interior workings of your brain. Think, queen. You are the backbone that keeps him sane. We mustn't be divided, and we can't help anyone else until we help ourselves. Caged birds, when will you sing? When will you fly? Will I ever see you soaring through the air, peacefully gliding upon wind? Yes, we are far from lackluster, but we shine brighter than any star, and the legacy of our ancestors has been locked thus far. Consider me your alarm clock. Stop hitting the snooze button and step into reality. Thank you. All right, so that was my poem. Any critique responses, press 1. Anybody wants to share a poem, press 1. We have 17 minutes left in the show, and I have, I don't even have anything that I could play for you guys because I didn't even download any. Usually I have audio clips that I can play. I didn't download any poetry because I'm thinking that, you know, you guys are going to want to get on an open mic, but I'm not seeing a lot of press 1, which is crazy. So, yeah, I don't want to just sit here in silence, seriously. So does anybody have any suggestions about my poem, any comments about my poem, anything to say, press 1. Don't be afraid. I see a couple of numbers up here. You guys are really being shy tonight. I don't know what's up with this. But I don't want to have to end the show early because I am not very talkative. Like, I have nothing to talk about, really. So I don't want to sit here and just go on and on about nothing. So let's get this open mic started. You know, this is like, I guess it's been a while, so. Okay. All right, I'm going to say it one more time. If you want to get on the open mic, press 1. Or you want to make a comment or critique or whatever, press 1. And I'll get you on the air. We're going to do this for about 5 more minutes. And seriously, if we don't get anybody, then I'm just going to end the show. Because I can't, I'm not going to be able to force myself to sit here and talk. So if you want to get on the air and share a poem, press 1 or anything. There's a lot of y'all on here. Somebody press 1 so we can get the open mic going. Ah, so maybe I'll just start turning on people's mics and we'll see what happens. Should we do that? Let's see. All right, I'm going to start turning on people's mics and just start talking to you. All right, I'm going to try this number here. 352-286, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, assalamualaikum.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? Huh? Hello?
What number did you say? Oh.
Is this 352-286?
Yes.
But do you care to share poems
poet.
With me?
No, I'm not a
You're
poet.
You're not a poet?
I listen, to this show because, you know, a lot of the poetry that is said on it, I'm very much inspired by it, but as far as writing, I can't write. I wish that I had that ability. So, you know, if people have written something and they want to share, I would love to hear it, but I'm sorry, I don't write.
I would love to hear it also. I don't know what's going on tonight. Everybody's afraid.
And your poem was fire.
Mashallah. Mashallah. You like it. So, you have any critiques or whatever about it, or was it good?
Mhm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And anybody
on the open mic, please share. Share your stuff, definitely.
And 3-5-3, right. You're not supposed to be on the phone line though. Like this is what I told. You're listening. You're supposed to be on the computer. Okay. You're breaking rules. I should hang up on you, but I'm gonna let you ride.
All right.
All right. It's not a game, guys. Like, I'm seriously just going to start turning your mics on if I don't get people on here that are going to press 1, because I have too many callers on my screen, and I know somebody can spit poetry and is being scared or they're nervous or whatever. Like, seriously, you have nothing to worry about. Just get on the mic and do what you do. If you want to get on the open mic, press 1. Please press 1 to get on the open mic. If you don't press 1, I cannot get you on the air. So if you want to get on, press 1. Okay. We're going to do another number. Let's see. I'm going to hit up 513-693. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Romeo DiNatti. My hand's been up for like 10 minutes.
Really?
Pressing 1. Yeah, I keep pressing 1.
Oh, wow, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, it's been.
All right, well, it's a good thing that I decided to just start pressing buttons, right? That's a good thing. All right, so you have something you want to spit.
Yeah, I can speak. How long have you been on the show?
How long have I been on the show? How long have I been doing this show?
Yeah, because it's my first time seeing the show.
I think like a year and a half to 2 years. It's been a while now.
It's been a while. My first time seeing the show tonight.
Oh, really? Are you a friend on my Facebook page?
Nah, I just recently got on Facebook. But I'm known. I had a couple features on BTR, so I'm known a little bit.
Oh, okay. So maybe you saw my page or shared on someone else's page?
Nah, I was just going on BTR looking for poetry sites. So then I happened to call
you. Oh,
show.
And you found this. Oh, cool. All right. Well,
yeah,
go ahead and put your poetry. I don't want to hold you up.
Okay. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece is titled The Way You Make Me Feel. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you. When I could look at your smile and see the truth, then I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you. Only for a moment will I not want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment I can be with you. I feel you smiling because I'm doing the same. Thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dreams. When dreaming of the day after forever, we are we. You and I together, and the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I'll watch while you show me. Ooh-wee. It's how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I rub your temple, massage through your hair, then whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear, because it was sour the air. But the smile in your lips and heart is my only care. So smile until your face hurts. No trust, believe that I work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you overstay how much I want you as mine. I'm speaking my thoughts and my truth on the way you make me feel. Imagining how wonderful this is real, how it would feel. Can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel. And I never want this feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, to sign me up for eternity. Because when I say I want thee, only the love of God would I want more from me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thoughts.
Mm. Thank you very much for sharing. We appreciate it. The show is usually on every other Saturday, like twice a month. So we have, usually we do like a open mic. And then the following Saturday we'll do maybe like we'll feature a couple of local poets or whatever. So definitely follow the show. My Facebook information should be on there. So if you want to add me on Facebook as a friend so you can keep up with the information, do that too. Okay?
All right. Now, on the screen, does it say that my hand is up or not?
No, it must be something going on. I don't know. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties because I definitely didn't see anyone's hand up. So I don't.
I have no idea what's going on with that. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to get somebody else on the line. I am going to get 347-472. You're on the air.
Peace. How you doing?
Peace. How are you?
I'm good. Wanted to spit a piece.
Okay. You got the mic.
Inspired by a smile, I saw your future in your eyes. Your ovaries spoke another dimension when I walked in front of you. You are a beautiful mahogany queen, and I had to tell you hello. Cell phones can't hold enough conversation, so my hand drops every time I see you, because poetry is residing inside of your smile. You are a beautiful brown sister, tall cup of Africa. I can't wait to get to know you. We can't express the hotness that I hide when I hide and see you in your sky. You are beautiful, and I can't wait to test your thighs. Like your legs tremble to the earth, universe shakes. I mean, Hurricane Katrina had nothing on your clitoris. I can't wait to get into this. I am a poet spitting in reverse. I spit Bible verses because I think that our love is holy in scriptures. And I can't wait to be next to you. I'm saying this off the top of the head because you are the metaphor of my poetry. Poetry is nothing that resides inside of me. Maybe it's the weed spoken and spoke. Maybe it's the weed spoken inside of me. And I'm freestyling this poem because she's right next to me. That's it.
All right, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Nice phone. All right, guys. We have 5 minutes and 5 minutes basically. We got 5 minutes left in the show. So if there's anyone else that wants to get on the mic real quick, go ahead and press 1. It seems that we were having some technical difficulties earlier because people were actually raising their hands, but I wasn't able to see. So now that we know that we actually did have some open mics, I'm kind of sad because I hope that people didn't hang up because of the fact that they were on hold for so long. So, yes, if you want to share a poem, go ahead and press 1. If I don't see anybody press 1 within the next minute, I am going to close out the show because there's about 4 minutes left, and we might not even have time to get another poem on. So, again, if you want to get on the open mic, press 1. And I'm looking. Okay, I'm not seeing any ones go up. All right, so we're going to close out this show, and I thank you guys for tuning in to another session of Speaking Volumes. We'll be back, not this month, we'll be back in November, and our first show in November will probably be some features, and then the following show will be an open mic again. So please get your material ready and be sure to tune in, because I'm sure that there will definitely be some very talented poets on with us. All right, you guys have a great night, and thanks for listening in. Peace.